Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before I start the majlis, I want to read on Malfooz of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, which is a very big lesson for us. A lady wrote to him and told him that I give people money, loan, but then they don't give back the loan. So I decided that when they come to me, I refuse them. Is that right? She's concerned now that when she's got the means, and now when the people ask, she refuses them. So the Thani Rahmatullah says, in your case, in that condition, it is right for you to do that. Because that person now committing more sin. Committing more sin. But the person taking money from you with the intention of giving it back, and thereafter is not giving it back to you, and comes back and asking you, the same person asks you all the time, or anyone else to form the habit of asking but don't pay back, there's better way to say that I haven't got it. Because you're preventing the person from committing a sin. So how important it is for you to understand the whole situation, that you have the means but you say no because the certain condition become like that. So in these days, you have to be very careful. People ask you, but they don't give you back. Everyone asks you, but they don't give you back. So don't become too big-hearted. But look after your pocket first. Sometimes you must become a miser too. Not with the family. When coming to these kind of conditions, you must not give. Because people may have some big heart, no, he wanted that thing. They give all sad stories. And in return, you give that person and form the habit every time he comes and you give him. But then you're making your pocket small. It's a lesson for us too. But the reason is because that person is committing a sin. Now to prevent him from committing a sin, that you're refusing him. See how his Sharia is. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's majlis is everyone wants to advise others. But we don't realize that when advice is most important, we must learn how to advise. Everyone cannot advise. Because when you begin to advise, you must understand this, but that you have to learn to be very kind. Your words must be very with kindness. But today when people advise people, and you tell them, why you speak like that? You say, I'm speaking haq. But that's not everything. Because when you speak to them in that condition, you're hurting that person's heart. Then they're not prepared to listen to you at all. So you give him that advice, but because you're speaking in a harsh manner, you are happy with the way you are speaking. But if you look at it, that person who's hearing you, he's not prepared to listen to you. It's because of the manner he speaks. So how important it is that if you want to take the work of advising people, first make yourself like that. That you must be able to tolerate people and able to advise people in the right way. And today it's like this, that, you know, people think, you know, I spoke, what is wrong if I gave an answer? Why give an answer? I just spoke that. And many a time we look at other people's faults, but we've got more faults than them. We forget our own faults. So let us look at our own faults. But when it becomes advising people, it's very, very important that how you from, because it becomes more fitna takes place. More fitna takes place because you don't know how to talk. Today one person came to the masjid today and told me, you know, one person reading loudly. I told him, why are you reading so loudly? So that person looked at him, the way he looked at him, he said, I got worried. So you want to say something, there's a way of saying it. In tabligh also, is a very important thing, how you make tabligh. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِلْ عَلَيْهَا. In other words, this much, when Luqman alayhi salam, يَا بُنَيْ أَقْمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. That we're inviting people towards good. But remember this much, that وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. You must be very kind to them. They can be very harsh with you. But if you're taking the work in your hands, you must remember, you must be able to tolerate the people. You're going to tolerate. However, the way is like this, that people should tell, advise others, but we do not know that can cause more harm to them. They do not want to come back to masjid also. Many people, you notice, because you don't know how to talk to them, the way you speak to them, that they become despondent, they don't want to listen to, they walk out of masjid also. So we didn't realize we cause more harm. So when you speak to someone, learn to speak, other don't speak. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ud'u Rabbakum ila Rabbil Hikmah. When you invite people, we not be hikmah. Other do not invite them, you must be careful. And sometimes you use your hand to invite them, use your hand to harm someone. But you must think to yourself, I'm using my hand, you can think go more worse. So do not use your hand immediately and try to invite people. Try to be more with kindness. Because once you use your hand, because you know I'm doing something, let me use my hand to stop this person from doing wrong. But you're not understanding the outcome to be very severe. Your life can go into. That's why it's mentioned in the hadith that you rather speak with your tongue if you have them be able to. And you speak with your tongue, you must be careful this much that how you speak. You must not hurt his feelings. Because the moment you hurt that person's feelings, that will be more harm caused to him. I know so many people, they come to the masjid, but because that person spoke to him in a very bad manner, he doesn't come back to the masjid too. He comes to namaz also. So you are very happy that you are speaking all those things, but you don't realize the harm that you cause to the person. So more important this month that you want to speak to someone, speak with kindness, very important. Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala told him to go and speak to Fir'aun. But Allah Ta'ala used, remember this month that you must be very kind. Your word must be soft. Possible he'll accept it. And you must know this month that Fir'aun was not prepared to accept. But Allah Ta'ala told him, Harun, and remember, be very, very kind to him. The words must be very soft. And yet Allah Ta'ala knew that he's a person who will not accept. But giving him that kind of advice, do that. Who can be more higher than Musa alayhi salam? That he went there, we must know this much that he done. And who can be worse than Fir'aun? Who can be more higher than Musa alayhi salam? Who is more worse than Fir'aun? But yet Allah Ta'ala told, remember, when you invite him towards kindness. So how much is lesson for us is that if we inviting someone, no matter how much you want to invite, be kind to them, be good to them, then you see what will be the outcome of it. But if you're not kind to them, you cause more harm to them. So it's very important. So Musa alayhi salam, the respect with Israel is higher than them, that their respect is everything. Do not belittle people in public. Do not belittle people in public. Do not disgrace them. No matter how much they're doing wrong, do not disgrace him in public. If you want to advise someone, call him quietly and speak to him. Give him an advice. Do not in public talk bad about him or run him down. But you talk to him in a manner that will keep his heart, that he'll come running towards you. Now just imagine the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the time when that person when they come into the masjid, and it so happened that he urinated in a mosque. A masjid is not a place to urinate. But he was a Bedouin. When he came and urinated, the Sahaba ran towards him to scold him. Nabi had stopped him. He said, do not allow him to. Now if you and I see someone in a masjid doing that, how would we respond? Here he said, be careful. Allow him to urinate. And then told him nicely, this is a place of ibadat. You cannot do this thing. And then he made sure the sahabas can wash the place too. So these actions were shown by Rasulullah for us to understand how to save the situation, how to people converse with people. Which is very important. Then how you feel the person's heart, then he comes running towards you to become yourself Islamed. Otherwise, if your tongue becomes very hard, then your tongue becomes a sword too. We can to kill people with your words. The respect in everything is very, very important. Just my, he says that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stranger came part of the masjid, And he told him nicely that this is what you have to do. And likewise, Nabi Karim himself also, at the time so many people have come on different conditions to him and asked him, and yet he attended to them very kindly. That person actually, you know, when he was giving out, he took his Nabi Karim had his rumal in his feet and he pulled him that way. He must have got hurt too, but he looked at him, smiled at him. Said, you must not do that, in other words. But he did not show him any kind of hate to anything of this. This is what we have to understand, that controlling oneself is very, very important, that it brings about that condition in one's life, that how should one lead a life. Hazraji, look at it. That look at a sahabi, that one person came and told Nabi Karim, I want to commit zina. Rasulullah looked at him. And just imagine that question if asked who to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him I want to commit this crime because I cannot control myself. Nabi just looked at him. He put his hand on his shoulder and said, come here. I want to ask you one question. You ask me this question, I want to ask you that question. This what the question is. May I ask you something? If your sister, you ask him to do, if someone had to do that act with your sister, or with your mother, would you be happy to do that? He said, no, I'm not happy to do that. See, then remember that she is someone's mother, and she is her own sister. And she would not, how can you allow that you can do someone's mother, mother or sister? Would that be right? Just imagine the man on Nabi Karim told that person that he immediately said he made Tawbah, he said, I won't commit that sin again. So this is what we are supposed to be, how to combat a thing when someone comes to us, how to control ourselves. We don't know how to control ourselves. One person came to Hazrat Ji and told him, Hazrat, I got a bad habit. I don't know who to tell it to, but I came and tell it to you. There's no one else I can tell it to you. He said, yeah, tell me. He said, I drink. And I enjoy drinking, And in the drinking, I get peace of mind. The moment I leave out drinking, it so happens that I cannot function. Irritation, all kind of things happen. But now Hazrat said to him, MashaAllah, what a good thing you came here to tell me about your condition. It shows that, you are a person that, you prepare to change. Put yourself. He said, let me tell you something. That I'm sure when you're drinking, that you're taking the haram. He said, yes, I take that. But you must remember, it is haram, but it's napak also. It's haram and napak also. So what you must do, slowly, gradually, make it a duty that try to leave it out. Try to leave it. In that, by leaving it out, it so happened that it will come in part of your life that you, and do not worry about any agitation and disturbance. You discard your restlessness, do not worry about those things. Slowly that will also go away. Hazrat told him that, and then Hazrat told him, if he went somewhere else, I don't know what that person would have told him what to do. In other words, how to talk to people, to draw the people to life, of coming more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person got a sickness in him, how to put it right. Like one person had his pants below the ankle. He called him up and told him, what's wrong with you? Don't you know that your pants is getting dirty? It's getting torn also? It's getting dirty and torn also? So one side, if your pants are above the ankle, it will keep your clothing clean also. And side by side, it's according to Shariat also. So two things are happening. So the way Hazrat told him, that he put his pants above the ankle. So we today want to advise people, but we don't know how to advise people. Very quickly we pass comments of all kinds, and we don't know how to comment. Look at that wuzu, that person when he told, he saw his wuzu all wrong, not doing wuzu correctly. He even told him this, but I've got a problem, please help me out. He said, what is the problem? He said, I don't know how to make wuzu. When I make wuzu, tell me my mistakes. Just imagine. Now when making wuzu, while he's making wuzu, that person is watching. He realized that his wuzu is wrong, not this ustad wuzu. And then he told him, Hazrat, it's not your wuzu, my wuzu was. So how he learned from there? So what are we being taught? Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran, when he talked to people with kindness, that was the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we haven't got in us too.
You have to be very kind. You must be soft, everything. I saw my husband be very, very soft and kind. One person, you know, he lost his shoes or he wanted a pair of new shoes. So he came and told her, said, now I want a pair of new shoes. Told her, said, show me your shoes. Now instead of picking up the shoes, the shoe, he had to pick one shoe to ask, is this your shoe, is this your shoe, is this your shoe? But that too, Hazrat was so kind, tolerance. Yet was his duty what to do? To pick up the shoes and tell, this is the shoe that is. So in other words, the kindness that he had for everyone, that when people should come to him, he should feel, make them feel so comfortable that they after they leave that place, they are very happy. So this is what we are lacking today. What we are lacking is when we advise people, learn to advise the right way. Other don't advise. Be kind to them, which is very, very important. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one fellow told him, Hazrat, I want to get married to your mother. Now, do you think it's a small statement? He was mocking. He did not go to come with a good intention. He said, I want to marry your mother. He just looked at him and said, my mother is big enough, I can come and ask her. And he was walking with him towards the house. When going towards the house, that was the time, because he was mocking, Mahanifara was just going to the house to tell him. When he came out, he saw he was dead. He said, the sabr of Abu Hanifa has killed him. So this is what we're supposed to know, that how we combat with people, and that is what is supposed to be what Islam teaches us. Many a times you find that people want to advise. It's best not to advise, we don't know how to advise. But you feel hurt. So one is with the hand, in the hadith is mentioned. One is with the tongue, that's also in the hadith mentioned. But these two things we mustn't do. But the most important thing, you must get hurt at heart. You must get hurt at heart. If you see a person doing something wrong, you must get hurt at heart that this person committing a sin is not good for you. You must feel hurt at it. Say in case you see a person without a beard, don't look down at him, but the action must be that, Ya Allah, why is he doing that? Why he is doing that? He's not supposed to do that. To look at that condition that he's not supposed to do that act. That hurt must come in your heart. It's shame and this person does not know what he's doing. So in that kind of thinking, you one side not looking down at him, and one side you're feeling hurt also. Because for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you feel hurt. Why you're not doing that? You're not supposed to do those things. So these are the things what Hazrat is teaching us. This is what the majlis is all about. What we haven't got in us is tolerance. Tolerance is something we have to have in us. To tolerate people in different conditions. When people talk to us anyhow, we must not in return talk in a bad way. At home also we got the same thing too. We have got tolerance in us. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, idfa bil lati ahsan. Repel with kindness. Someone comes with you bad, but you be good to that person. It's very, very important in every condition. In this time of time we are in, we are faced with so much of fitna that we must don't know how to save the situation. So much of fitna. One side look around, you find a Muslim committing this sin. One side look around and another kind of, all kind of sins have been committed. You know it's happening. I'm talking of this drinking, they've been drinking, this person came. People are drinking openly today. People are committing zina openly today. So what I'm trying to say is you have to know how to save the situation of tolerating people. When you come to talk to people, how you talk to them, how converse. Nabi Karim sallallahu sunnat is this, but then people should come and talk to him. Anyhow, in return, he was so kind to them, so good to them. That is what the quality in the Quran is mentioned. So we read namaz, everything, but we don't realize that this condition of ours has brought a very bad condition of our life. The Tanwi Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was also the same thing. When people should come to him and talk to him in a bad manner, in return, should always talk in good. But the Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi, he was his own condition, this was that no matter people think that, you know, he was a person, he was very hard. He was not hard. He had principle in him. He had principle in him. One person comes to him and tells him this much that, you know, because he wants to become. Just imagine the time when he was eating food, as a time of money, that person dropped a piece of meat. Dropped a piece of meat. He did not even tell that person why you dropped that meat. He picked that piece of meat and he told Khwaja Sahab, just wash it, I'm going to eat it. The moment he washed the thing and says, Khwaja Sahab, can I eat the thing? He said, if you want to eat, you eat it. However, he ate the meat. That rich man, said Sahab, was sitting down there. He only watched that situation. But look at the condition, because the way Hazrat, his action was, you are now saying, why are you throwing the food down? Very quickly he said, why are you throwing the food down? But look at how Hazrat made that in the condition. The way he did that, he took the same meat and took it. This rich man saw the condition, not a word. He didn't say one word to him. The outcome was this much, that that person said after that, all my life, I never drop food on the ground. I never brought food. That rich man saying, and from that lesson I learned, I never drop food there up on the ground. If it falls down, I pick it up and eat it up too. So you saw why the kindness, the way you speak to people. Like one day you're sitting in a train and going. While he's going in the train, this rich man is talking to him and talking so nicely to him. And he got into a very close relationship, very close relationship. And while they were talking, time for namaz came. Khwaja Sahib told Hazrat, you know, he's so close to you. Why don't you come to read namaz to? Allah Ta'ala knows what they say, because they said, no, why must I tell you read namaz? He knows namaz is for us. Not like you and I. Why must I tell you read namaz? He knows namaz is for us. But you know, this Hazrat, you know, so open with him, you're so close to him, you're so nice with him. How nice, you know, tell him to come this. He said, if you want to tell him, you tell him. I'm not telling him. Now, if you listen to this kind of story, you say, what happened here now? However, they went to namaz. They read namaz. After namaz, they went to train. The train came back. Now, he was a gentleman, you know, gentleman. You know what a gentleman means? Suit and tie. And no beard. That's number one for you to understand. Now, you and I, we see a suit and tie and person, the way we look at him, like you are someone. And he's no one. Straight away, look at that, like he's no one, I'm someone. But the Thani Rahman, the way he spoke to him, he became like a very, very close friend. However, it so happened, he didn't even tell read namaz, everything. But after he read namaz and came back to sit with him, he spoke to him even better. This is the point I'm trying to show you. He came back and spoke to him even better. So much of kindness and all. And then they parted. They parted. After some time, this one, that same person met Khwaja Sahib after 1 year. He says, you know who I am? And he had a big beard. Big beard. Not small, to big beard. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Do you know who I am? He said, no, I don't know who I am. He said, do you know something? When I was in a train with Hazrat and you all were there, and time came for namaz, you all went to read salah. After Salah, when Hazrat came back and spoke to me, the way he spoke to me, that was something that, you know, I was finished. I melted in my heart and look at this person. I know namaz is for us, I did not read namaz, but look how good this kindness, the way he spoke to me. From that date up to now, I've never missed one namaz. What I'm trying to say to you, how you behave, and who will do that? That person who does not look down at anyone. The person did not look down. But we look down at people. We read namaz now. We think we read namaz. Our namaz is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation to. Remember, our namaz is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation. It is mercy except on namaz. If every one of us look into our namaz, we'll come to know that namaz Allah Ta'ala wants. That namaz is not according to us. We have to thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala accepting our namaz of this kind. We'll make namaz, we must say, Ya Allah, forgive our namaz. We'll not read namaz how you want to read namaz. But we are like that, and we read namaz, we look down at everyone else. So Hazrat, you were saying that look at Hazrat Thani's fanayat. In that you were saying fanayat and related. So he said, look how fana he was, that at that occasion too, he took that person better than him. Ya Allah, I'm nothing. This is how he's supposed to be. And relate yourself to the extent that at all occasion, you must feel that you are nothing. Then you can become like that. If you see the person commit the biggest crime too, you take him better than you. Because you look down at his crime, not at him. Look at the sin, you only look down at his sin, not at the person himself. But here we look at the person to be bad. But this is different between we and the Buzurgane Deen. Why that word is effective is because they always do something, they make sure that it is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, they do not look down at that person. So if you don't look down at a person, look down on yourself, you come to realize how much a barakat it is. So just imagine, just by doing that, that person all his life, he made sure that he missed one namaz. This is what you call kamal. Always think to yourself that, you know, whatever Allah Ta'ala is doing for us, only through the fazal of Allah. It's not my action. I did not do anything. If you think you did everything, that in the hadith is mentioned, when it comes and say Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, you did everything. Ya Allah, I did not do everything. You did everything. When you say that, Allah said, no, you have done everything. But the moment you say, Allah, I did everything, then Allah said, no, you did nothing. You did nothing. Because everything is done through the mercy of Allah, through the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. So you must always think that I did nothing, Ya Allah, you did everything. You read namaz to Ya Allah, you made me read namaz. You read Quran to Ya Allah, you made me read Quran. Everything you gave charity, Ya Allah, I did not give charity, you gave it. Ya Allah, I took your name. You made me take your name. I did not take your name. By you saying that, Allah Ta'ala gets so happy that I is asking me. And then you see Allah give more barakat in Israel. But the moment you begin to think, I am doing this thing, I did this thing, I read that. In other words, you start to say, Allah says, not you did not read, I made you read. So the madrasa is very important teacher, a very big lesson. The lesson is, please, if you advise someone, be very careful how you advise. It must not be that you advise someone that from that he's coming towards good, he's going away from good. And side by side, and advise someone, advise yourself first. Advise yourself. In that way, you find your Islam will take place. And just imagine how was the Tanya teacher's lesson, how did he taught us to, when a person spoke about Sharab, how he advised him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that lad told him on commit zina, how Nabi advised him. These advices are to teach us how we must also converse with people. How he should speak, how they should speak, we must also speak in the same manner that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make dua to Allah ta'ala. Whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala, sabko amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb ho. Wa khuda alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqin wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihha wal iffah wa al-amana wa husnul khulq wal ridha bi qadr. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad. Bi rahmatika ya Rabb.